and preferences amongst the journalists here, just like everywhere else. And so some will be early adopters of new techniques and ways of doing things, and some will be late adopters.
So it's all about trying to just, you know, finding the right balance, not just, I suppose, as an individual for how to use these new technologies, but as a team in a newsroom.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. That's a good observation, because it is, on one level, it's about individually making sure that individual members of your team understand how to do things or what the possibilities are. But on a wider level, yes, it is. It's about how your output handles those changes and adapts to them and embraces them and makes use of them, and also where to draw the line, you know, so where you have to exercise caution and you know, and put some clear boundaries around what you're doing so that you don't get things wrong or undermine your brand and what you stand for and your audience's trust in what you're doing.
Yeah.
So I mean, there was an example. It's an old example now, but you know, back some time ago, when the gunmen were holding hostages in Mumbai, you'll remember there was a crisis that went on for several days, and it was a very dramatic breaking news story for a long period of time. And during that period, back then, we were monitoring Twitter and looking at what people were saying. And I think on that occasion, it was, you know, one of the early examples where we were doing it. And I think we did overstep. I think we did overstep the mark slightly. And we, because of the way we phrased one of our updates in our live reporting in text, we made it appear as though what was in effect a rumor circulating on Twitter was fact. You know, it was, I think it was really just careless phrasing of a particular sentence in our in our report. But, you know, it illustrated for the first time from, you know, concretely the risks of this kind of approach and the need for caution. And, you know, it was a an instructive lesson for the journalists and for the team, you know. So, you know, the next time we went into a situation like that, we went in armed with that caution, and the teams involved were aware, more aware than they would have otherwise been of the risk. So it is a learning process.
Yeah,
and that's something I blogged about at the time, because